You know, we all want to see our communities thrive, right? Like that feeling that we can actually make a difference where we live.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like right here, right now, block by block, you know?
Yeah, that drive to actually like improve things locally, I think it's a really powerful motivator for people.
And that's exactly what we're diving into today.
Yeah.
We're going to be exploring the work of Ludwig von Mises, specifically his book, Economic Policy: Thoughts for Today and Tomorrow. And you might be thinking, okay, big economic theory, how does that relate to like what's happening on my street?
Yeah. That's the big question we're going to try to unpack here.
Exactly.
Because, you know, Mises, he talks about these like broad economic principles, but his ideas about individual freedom, about the role of government, and, you know, what actually drives economic prosperity, they're super relevant to like how we think about and how we act in our own communities, right?
And specifically,
Especially for us here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena, Texas.
I mean, that's what Think and Act Locally is all about, right? Empowering you, our listeners, our neighbors here in Southeast Houston, to make a difference, to,
Yeah.
you know, create a better future
Right.
for yourselves, for your families, for the entire community.
And to actually give you guys some like foundational economic understanding to actually like make that happen.
Exactly. So you might have heard some of these ideas before. Maybe this is totally new to you, but we're going to break it all down.
Think of this as like your cheat sheet to understanding some of these powerful economic principles that we can actually use to like solve problems in our communities.
Okay, so let's dive into Mises. When he talks about sound economic policy,
Yeah.
what is he really talking about? Like, what does he see as the essential role of government?
So for Mises, the role of the government is very limited, but absolutely essential. It's got to do a few things really, really well. The first thing is it's got to protect its citizens, their lives, and their property from both, you know, threats within the country, like crime, and also threats from outside, you know, foreign aggression.
Safety and security, basically.
Totally, yeah. And then the other thing that the government absolutely has to do is it has to provide a framework for settling disputes fairly.
So, setting the ground rules, making sure that the rule of law is actually functioning.
Exactly, yeah. Peace and order, basically.
Okay, so peace, order, security, those are the non-negotiables.
Yeah. And beyond that, Mises saw the role of government as basically a facilitator, not telling people what to do, but creating an environment where individuals can freely pursue their own goals, their own dreams, without interference, right? Like it's all about fostering individual initiative.
And he was a huge believer that people can basically take care of themselves way better than the government ever could.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. That was like his core conviction was in the power of the individual to actually like get things done, to cooperate voluntarily with each other.
And the government should just kind of stay out of the way.
Yeah, he thought that when the government tries to control the economy beyond those basic functions, you know, protecting people, settling disputes, it usually ends up making things worse, not better.
Okay, so how do we take that idea and bring it down here to Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena?
Well, it suggests that maybe instead of always looking to the government to fix every problem, we should focus on like, what can we do as residents, as local organizations, to create the conditions where individuals can succeed and the community can thrive?
Okay, so more like bottom-up solutions, almost.
Exactly. Like instead of waiting for some big government program, why not support our neighbor's small business? Right? Why not volunteer at a local charity?
It's about taking ownership.
Yeah, exactly. Like we have more power than we think.
And it's interesting because Mises, he talked about capitalism in a kind of a unique way, right? He used this analogy of kings.
Yeah, he loved that analogy.
So what was he getting at with that?
Okay, so he talks about like ch chocolate king or the automobile king, right? Heads of these big industries. But he says they're not like the kings of old, you know, the feudal lords. Those guys, they ruled by force. They inherited their power. Didn't matter what the people thought. But the chocolate king, he's got to serve his customers.
He's got to earn their loyalty.
Yeah, he can't just force people to buy his chocolate. If he wants to stay on top, he's got to offer a better product, a better price than his competitors.
And if he doesn't,
He's out of business, his kingdom crumbles.
So in a way, it's the people, it's the consumers who have the real power in this system.
100%. Yeah, Mises really emphasized that capitalism is about serving the masses, not just enriching a few at the top. And he pointed out that, like, before capitalism, your social status was pretty much fixed. You know, you were born a peasant, you stayed a peasant, opportunities were limited, and most production was just for the wealthy.
But capitalism changed all that.
Yeah, it really flipped the script. You had this growing population, they needed new opportunities beyond just farming, so people started innovating. They started producing more goods, more affordable goods for everyone, not just the elites.
And that's really the essence of capitalism, right?
Totally, yeah, mass production, meeting the needs of the many, and it's a constant process of improvement too.
So anyone can come in and say, hey, I can do this better. I can do this cheaper.
Exactly. Anyone could be the next chocolate king.
Okay, so how does this apply to us here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena?
Well, I think it means that our local entrepreneurs, our community groups, they really need to be focused on serving the needs of their fellow residents.
Thinking about what does the community need? What can I offer that brings value?
Exactly. Like, how can we innovate? How can we offer better products and services? How can we solve problems in new and creative ways?
It's really about making that local connection.
Yeah, and if we do that, we can drive economic growth, create jobs, and build a more vibrant local economy.
It's about serving each other. It's about that local exchange of value.
Exactly.
Now, one thing that Mises was really critical of was government intervention in the economy, what he called interventionism. What did he mean by that, and why was he so concerned about it?
So interventionism for Mises was any government action that went beyond its core functions.
Like we talked about before.
Exactly. Protecting people's rights and forcing contracts, keeping the peace. But when the government starts meddling in the market, trying to manipulate prices, control production, that's when things go sideways. And he used price controls as a classic example. Let's say the government decides to put a price ceiling on gasoline. You know, trying to make it more affordable for everyone.
Which sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, on the surface, it does. But Mises argued that it always backfires.
How so?
So when you lower the price of gasoline artificially, demand goes up because more people can afford it. But at the same time, some producers, especially the smaller ones, they can't make a profit at that lower price. So they cut back on production or they go out of business altogether.
Okay, so you have more people wanting gas, but less gas available.
Exactly. It creates shortages. And then you start seeing black markets popping up. People are desperate for gas, so they're willing to pay a premium. And then the government's in a bind. They're like, okay, now we have to ration gas. Or they try to control the price of crude oil and then the equipment used to drill for oil. And pretty soon, you have this whole chain reaction of government interventions.
Yeah, it's like a domino effect.
Yeah. And that was Mises' big fear, that interventionism would lead to a completely controlled economy where the government is calling all the shots.
Which he saw as a recipe for disaster.
Totally. He pointed to all these historical examples where price controls just made things worse.
So what's the takeaway for us here?
I think it's a cautionary tale. We need to be really careful about government interventions, even when they seem well-intentioned, because they often have these unintended consequences.
They can create more problems than they solve.
Exactly.
Okay, now let's talk about another big economic concept that Mises addressed, inflation.
Oh, yeah, inflation. That's a big one.
So what was his take on the root causes of inflation?
So for Mises, inflation was very simple. It's an increase in the money supply that's not matched by an increase in the production of goods and services.
Okay, so it's like more money chasing the same amount of stuff.
Exactly. And that leads to a decrease in the purchasing power of money.
Which is what we experience as rising prices.
Exactly. But it's important to remember, rising prices are just a symptom of inflation. They're not the cause.
Got it. So it's not that prices are going up that causes inflation. It's the increase in the money supply that causes prices to go up.
Exactly. And he gave historical examples like the influx of gold and silver into Europe that increased the money supply and caused prices to rise. And of course, these days, governments can print money much more easily through central banking.
And what are the consequences of that when you have all this new money flooding the system?
Well, one of the things that Mises pointed out was that new money doesn't enter the economy evenly.
Okay.
The people who get it first,
right,
they benefit.
Okay.
Because they can buy things at the old prices.
Right.
But as that new money circulates,
yeah,
prices start to rise.
Right.
And the people who get the new money last, they're actually worse off.
Because their money doesn't buy as much anymore.
Exactly. So inflation is really a stealthy way of redistributing wealth.
Okay. And if it gets out of control.
Mises said that unchecked inflation can destroy a currency.
Wow.
He pointed to the hyperinflation in Germany in the 1920s as an example.
Right.
Where the German mark became practically worthless.
And that's a scary thought.
It is. And it highlights the importance of responsible financial management.
Right.
At all levels, from the federal government
right.
down to our local communities.
Right. So even though we don't control the national currency here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
Right.
Understanding these principles of inflation can help us make better decisions.
Totally. It helps us navigate the economic landscape
right.
and protect ourselves and our communities from the worst effects of inflation.
Okay, now let's talk about another key aspect of economic growth that Mises highlighted, foreign investment and the accumulation of capital.
Yeah, he was a big believer in the power of capital.
Right, so why did he see these as so crucial for economic progress?
Well, he argued that the key to a higher standard of living
right.
is having more capital invested per person.
Okay.
Societies with more capital, things like advanced machinery, good infrastructure, modern factories.
Right.
They're just more productive.
Okay.
And that means they can create more wealth.
Okay.
And provide a better quality of life for their citizens.
And foreign investment plays a role in that.
A huge role. Yeah.
Okay.
Historically, foreign investment has been essential for many countries to develop.
Okay.
Mises gave the example of British investment in railroads
right.
in the U.S.
Yeah.
and in Europe in the 19th century.
Okay.
Without that influx of capital from abroad, those countries would have developed much more slowly.
Right. So foreign investment can really accelerate economic growth.
Exactly. And it's not just about the money.
Okay.
Foreign investment also brings new technologies, new ideas, new skills.
Right. It opens up access to global markets.
Exactly. And Mises believed that the freedom to accumulate capital and to use it effectively within a market system
yeah.
was absolutely essential for prosperity.
Yeah.
So any policies that make it harder to accumulate capital.
What?
Like excessive taxation or regulations that scare away foreign investors.
Right.
Those policies end up hurting everyone.
Okay, so what does this mean for Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena?
I think it means we need to create an environment that's welcoming to both local and foreign investment.
Okay.
We need to make it clear that our communities are open for business.
Right.
That we value investment, that we want to see our economies grow.
And that we're going to protect the rights of investors.
Yeah, exactly. Because ultimately, investment creates jobs.
Right.
It expands opportunities. It makes our communities stronger.
It's about creating that win-win situation.
Exactly.
Okay. Finally, Mises put a lot of emphasis on the power of ideas in shaping economic policy.
Oh, yeah. He was adamant about that.
Right. So what was his argument there?
He believed that the policies the governments adopt
yeah.
are ultimately a reflection of the ideas that people hold
okay.
about how the economy works.
Right. So if people have the wrong ideas about economics,
yeah.
that's going to lead to bad policy.
Exactly. And he contrasted what he saw as the ideal of the 18th century.
Okay.
Where elected officials were supposed to represent the whole nation
right.
with the rise of what he called pressure groups.
Okay. What are pressure groups?
They're basically special interest groups
okay.
that lobby the government for favors,
okay.
for special privileges,
right.
often at the expense of everyone else.
So instead of looking out for the common good,
right.
they're just looking out for themselves.
Exactly. And Mises argued that this shift
yeah.
from representing the whole nation to representing narrow interests
right.
was really dangerous.
Okay.
It leads to bad economic policies.
Like the interventionism we talked about earlier. Exactly. Protectionist policies, all sorts of things that distort the market and ultimately hurt everyone.
Right. So it's like a corruption of the system.
Yeah, you could say that.
And what's the antidote to that?
Informed citizens.
Okay.
People who understand sound economic principles.
Right.
They're the ones who can recognize these bad ideas.
Yeah.
And push back against them.
Right. And that's really what Think and Act Locally is all about.
Totally. Yeah.
Empowering our listeners.
Right.
Our neighbors here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
Yeah.
With the knowledge and the tools to make a difference.
To think critically about the issues.
Right.
To advocate for policies that benefit the whole community.
Right. Because ultimately, we're all in this together.
We are. Yeah.
So to sum it all up for you.
What are the key takeaways from Mises? Individual liberty is paramount. The government's role should be limited to protecting our rights and enforcing contracts. Capitalism is the best system for serving the needs of the many, but it needs to be allowed to operate freely. Government intervention in the market is risky and often backfires. Inflation is caused by an increase in the money supply, not rising prices, and accumulating capital is essential for economic growth.
And those are the key principles, really,
yeah,
that can help us build a more prosperous, vibrant community right here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
Exactly. It's about understanding these ideas.
Yeah.
So we can make informed decisions.
Absolutely.
About the issues that affect our lives.
And to create real, lasting change.
Right. So as you go about your day today,
yeah,
think about maybe one or two specific issues in your community,
yeah,
where a better understanding of these economic principles could make a difference.
Yeah.
Could help you come up with a better solution.
It's all about thinking locally.
Exactly. And acting local.
That's what we're all about.
And if you find value in these deep dives, please consider supporting our work at thinkindectlocally.com/donate. You'll find the link in the show notes.